FM 90.3 WJTL, that's Josh Baldwin. There's Freedom for King and Country and Hillary Scott for God is with us. Before that, good morning, Olivia and Fred hanging out with you on this Tuesday at 7:02.
John Shirk is your host for the lunch hour straight through until the afternoon drive. He has your lunchtime feature Monday through Thursday. Then on Friday, he joins you right after the top 25, bringing you your Friday time capsule and much more.
Good morning to you. Our very special guest today, Chris Wilson, is the Director of Advancement from Mount Hope Nazarene Retirement Community. Welcome back, Chris.
Hi, good morning, Fred. So great to see you. It's great to be back
here. Yeah, love your Manchester hoodie you're wearing, representing your son there.
I know. Correction, though, I have to say that, Fred, it's Mansfield.
Oh, man.
I know.
Mansfield.
It's early.
It is early.
And I've got my cup of coffee with me.
Yes, you do.
Which is important.
I love your mug.
I know. It goes with me everywhere.
We have one like that,
too. Can't leave the house without my coffee.
No, I love that. Anybody want to give a shout-out to?
I do. I want to say a big hello and a shout-out to all the team members at Mount Hope Nursing Home. It is so great to be able to be working with you, working alongside of you, and seeing the care and dedication you have for all of our residents and folks that you take care of every day. You work so hard and so tirelessly, and so appreciated, and we love you.
And you, this home has been around a long time.
It has, Fred. It's been around, oh my goodness, since the late 1960s. A lot of people, if you're a Mannheim person, you know it as the old Dunkard Brethren Home.
Right.
However, in about the mid-2000s, Grace Point Church in Ephrata became involved, and so hence the name Mount Hope Nazarene Retirement Community.
Yeah, and you guys have been making a lot of changes, a lot of improvements. Tell us about that.
We have been. It has been awesome. It's crazy to think about that the building, you know, is old. It's from the late 60s, so whenever you have an old building, you have little repairs and things that you need to keep up with. But we decided to start a fundraising effort, a capital campaign to just do some upgrades and renovations and just bring it into the year 2000. So we've been able to do a host of things in the midst of a pandemic, which is
amazing.
It's mind-blowing. It's awesome, everything we've done. So that's
so
great.
And you're located in Mannheim. Tell us exactly where you're at.
Right. We are at 3026 Mount Hope Home Road. That is a mouthful, but honestly, it's the easiest little part to say. If you go out 72 north, you get to PA Renfair, you've gone too far, take a left on Cider Press.
Right.
And it's just out there about a mile or two. It's in that little triangle of Cider Press, Shoemaker, and Mount Hope Home Road. Doesn't look like a nursing facility. You could almost drive by it and not even know what it is.
And you meet the needs of a lot of folks there. Tell us about that.
We do. Our mission and heartbeat is to provide affordable nursing care for folks on limited income, limited resources, might not have a lot of the means to afford long-term nursing care. So our mission statement comes out of Matthew 25:40 for the least of these, and that has been our presence, even when it was the Dunkard Home, honestly, Fred, we've just continued that tradition and passion.
Yeah, love that. If folks want more information, they can visit you online.
Absolutely.
Tell us what address is.
MountHopeNazarene.org. And actually, my cell phone, the Director of Advancement, I don't even have an office at Mount Hope, which is great because I'm supposed to be out in the community, spreading the word, working with people and businesses. I love it. But my cell phone is 717-682-8026, and you can find me there.
And besides the phone or online, they can come out to your upcoming banquet.
Absolutely. We are beyond excited, or I am. I want to say I'm honestly like a kid on Christmas morning. I cannot wait for this event. It is the last Saturday in October. It's October 29, and we had to move it. We just have to be off site just because of the population we serve, the elderly, the more vulnerable. So Mannheim Brethren in Christ Church has so graciously allowed us to use their activity center. It's in the evening, Saturday, October 29th. Doors open at 6 p.m. And if you tune back in a little bit, I'm going to give you a host of information that is going to hopefully get you excited, and you're going to come on out.
And this is the first time you've been able to have it in a couple of years.
Oh my goodness. It's been so long. 2019 was the last time we have all been able to gather as one body of friends and family of Mount Hope. Wow. So it is so long overdue. We've had chicken barbecue drive-throughs, which It's good. It gives you a touch point. You get to see people.
Well, sure.
But really, I'm told by the people in the line, keep it moving, keep it moving. It's right. Just not long enough to connect.
Mountain Home Nazarene Retirement Community Banquet coming up October 29th. We're going to talk more about that. In the meantime, MountHopeNazarene.org. The Mount is MT. MTHopeNazarene.org online. Coming up, Mandisa, Jordan St. Cyr, and more music.